Jesus made the crowds welcome and talked to them about the kingdom of God, and he cured those who were in need of healing. It was late afternoon when the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away, and they can go to the villages and farms around about to find lodging and food, for we are in a lonely place here." Jesus replied, "Give them something to eat yourselves." But they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go ourselves and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples, "Get them to sit down in parties of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing over them. Then he broke them and handed them to his disciples, and they distributed them among the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted, and when the scraps remaining were collected, they filled 12 baskets. This is the gospel of the Lord. Priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we come to celebrate the great solemnity of Corpus Christi today, the celebration of the Mass, the Church invites us to reflect on priesthood. And so she gives us in our first reading that strange story of this priest of the Most High who appears out of the blue in the story of Abraham. And he blesses Abraham and he offers gifts of bread and wine. And Abraham bows before him and pays him tithes on all that Abraham had. And then this priest, Melchizedek, disappears out of the story, never to be seen again. And it taxed the minds of the Jews, and they saw in him a prophecy of the coming Messiah. And so in the psalm we had today, and in the response that you made, was an expression of the longed-for Messiah being a priest like Melchizedek of old. And of course, we Christians see the fulfillment of that through Christ, the high priest, offering the sacrifice of bread and wine. And the greatest on earth, Abraham was the father of the Jewish people, paying him honor and reverence. The Church wants us to reflect on priesthood today because it is the Feast of Corpus Christi, and we know as Catholics that without priests there is no Mass. Without priests there is no Eucharist. And so we're invited to reflect on this theme of priesthood. And today we're hearing a new phrase being repeated time and time again. The phrase, the culture of vocations. The culture of vocations. And what that means is that the way we think about priesthood as Catholics, the way we talk about it, the way we introduce it to our children, Now that's changed dramatically in my lifetime. Priesthood used to be held in the highest possible esteem by parents, by Catholic parents. Usually there would be nothing that the parents would want their son to be more than a Catholic priest. But things have changed. They've changed over the years for various reasons, so that now very often parents will put their children off from being a priest. And those reasons include the financial one. Parents like to see their children get on in the world, and our world today is so materialistic that if you're not getting high salaries, you're not doing very well. I assure you, no one should go into the priesthood with an eye to financial gain. That is for certain. But not only that, of course, the child abuse scandal has knocked the reputation of the priesthood. But as I said to you in one of my newsletters, that was grossly, grossly unfair, because a fraction of 1% of Catholic priests were involved in that behaviour. A fraction of 1%. Another reason why parents these days are less inclined to encourage their children to be priests is because of celibacy. They would like their child to have children. They naturally want grandchildren of their own. And sometimes parents think that priesthood is an unfulfilled life because it is a life without wife or children. Now, I can only speak to you from my own experience. And from my own experience, I know that that attitude which prevails today is totally wrong. And if we are to find priests in the future, in the long term, then we have to change our attitude, our mentality as Catholic people towards the meaning and understanding of priesthood. We have to get back to the way it used to be. And so I have been a priest now for 44 years. And I wonder, is there anybody in the congregation who's been in the same job for as long as I have? A long time to be in the same job. I was ordained when I was 24, and I'm now 68. And I have never for one minute regretted being a priest. If I were 18 now, I would do what I did when I was 18 then. I would go into the priesthood. And I would go into the priesthood with greater enthusiasm and excitement than I did then, because now I know what it's all about. The priesthood has been an incredible experience for me. It has been a totally fulfilling life. It has been increasingly fulfilling. I may not be able to do as much as I did when I was 24, but priesthood seems to me fuller now than it was then. I feel more of a priest now than I did then. And in terms of celibacy, not having a wife, not having children, well, of course, that would have been lovely. But it has been more than made up for by the involvement that a priest has with all the families of the parish. That involvement in all their joys and all their sorrows, in all the critical moments of their lives, part of every family, of the parish family. There's no question of priesthood being an unfulfilled or an unhappy life. This is, of course, because priesthood is different. I remember when I was 18, I tried to wonder whether there was any other job on earth that could compare with Catholic priesthood. And I came to the conclusion that there was not. And now that I'm 68, 50 years later, I am exactly of the same mind. I do not believe that there is any job on earth that can compare with Catholic priesthood. And that is because at the heart of Catholic priesthood, driving the Catholic priesthood, is the Eucharist, is the Mass, the feast of which we celebrate today, Corpus Christi. It's the Mass that gives meaning to a priest's life and to the lives of all of us Catholics. And it is, to me, an ongoing miracle that the Mass, 44 years, I've celebrated it every day except when I've been ill. Sometimes twice a day, sometimes three times a day. Once I celebrated five times, unknown to the bishop, because there was need. You're only supposed to say two. All those times, the same prayers. And yet, the Mass is as fresh and exciting today as it was on my first Mass day. It has never, ever got stale. And that's because behind the Mass is what we're celebrating today in Corpus Christi. This sublime mystery of God among us. Christ, in the mystery of his death and resurrection, being made present for us. This is what the priesthood is all about. And I think the Catholic priesthood is utterly sublime because just as baptism, the sacrament of baptism, changes us on the inside, makes us not just human beings, but sons and daughters of God with God's life. So priesthood changes us on the inside as well and gives us a share in Christ's sacrifice and Christ's priesthood. There's only one priest, and he is Jesus Christ our Lord. And we priests have been given that immense, tremendous, unspeakable privilege of sharing that priesthood and celebrating this sacrament of the Eucharist. The priesthood is sublime because the Eucharist is sublime. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ and to the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and to see him from our heavens. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We'll sit down, people, that we pray.
What changes it would bring about in our lives if we could only appreciate, before it is too late, just what God gives us in the wonderful sacrament of the Eucharist. Lord, help us to deepen our understanding and appreciation of the Mass. Lord Jesus, the Mass enables us to worship God in the most perfect way possible, in exactly the way that God has ordained. Lord, keep us mindful that when we attend Mass, we give you all honour and glory forever. Lord Jesus, Holy Communion is exactly what the words say. Holy Communion between God and us. When we receive this sacrament, we are in the most intimate union with the God who made us, the God who died for us, and the God who sanctifies us. Lord, help us to appreciate the sanctity of this moment. Lord Jesus, the children in year 3 make their first Holy Communion at the 11 o'clock Mass next Sunday. May they always appreciate what God is giving them and doing for them. We ask your blessing upon them, upon their parents and families, and upon Mrs. Dingsdale, their catechist, who prepared them for this great day in their lives. Lord Jesus, today the Church in our diocese gathers together at Cumor Abbey with Bishop Edwin to commemorate the 400th anniversary of the martyrdom of our local martyr, John Roberts. We pray that our own faith may always be as strong as his was. Lord, in your mercy, let us now ask our Blessed Lady to pray for us. Hail Mary, blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Thank you, Lord Jesus
Christ, for all the benefits you have given us, for all the pains and insults you have borne for us. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly.
Amen.
establish this unending sacrifice. He offered himself as a victim for our deliverance and taught us to make this offering in his memory. As we eat his body, which he gave for us, we grow in strength. As we drink his blood, which he poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, we sing the unending hymn of your praise. Holy,
holy, holy Lord, thou art the power of Christ, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in Christ. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in Christ.
Lord, you are holy indeed, the fountain of all goodness. Let your Spirit come upon these gifts to make them holy, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup. Again he gave thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. In memory of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love, together with Benedict our Pope, Edwin our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, and with all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.
church across the world. Let us pray for the coming of Christ's kingdom.
Our Father,
this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be.
possess it completely in the kingdom where you live forever. I just express the hope that you will continue today to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi in your own way. It's a very special Catholic feast, Christian feast. I celebrate it, make a big day of it. I'm not sure whether there's tea and coffee made on today, a Stella Maris, across the road through the big doors. If there is, you're very welcome. The bus going to Cumberland Abbey will leave at 11:30, though I don't suppose any of you will be going on it, otherwise you'll be going on it. There's also a collection today, a second collection for the papal visit. We had it last week, and you gave £259, which was fantastic. But the costs seem to be rising